Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nick Manise, filling in for Nolan Giles. The Finnish fashion house Marimekko is celebrating the brand's 70th anniversary by launching a special auction of rare vintage items in collaboration with the Nordic auction house Bukowskis. The auction, titled The Artists Who Shaped Us, runs until September 19 and contains artworks, furniture and textiles from some of the most prominent artists and creatives from Finland and Sweden who have worked with Marimekko throughout the company's 70-year history. Monocle's Helsinki correspondent Petri Bertsoff met up with Marimekko's chief marketing officer Sanna Kaiser-Nikko in Helsinki to talk about the brand's special anniversary auction.
The auction will consist of an amazing lineup of different art pieces, ceramics, textiles, and so on, and also actually a range of Marimekko vintage dresses from different decades.
I guess the obvious question is, where did you find these items and how did you choose them?
So there were kind of two parts to this. So first of all, of course, we wanted to use this as a platform to introduce and highlight the different artists that have been a part of Marimekko's story in the 70 decades that we have now behind us. And we worked together first within Marimekko to identify who would be interesting artists to integrate into this. And then together with the artists and the Bukowskis team, we worked together to finalize the kind of selection of different art pieces. But it's basically the pieces are representatives of the different artists' kind of handwork and handwriting altogether.
And let's say that if you had to choose some of your personal highlights in the auction, what would they be?
Absolutely. I think a personal highlight definitely is at the Astrid Sylvan Vattenblank original artwork that actually a bit more than 10 years ago turned into a Marimekko print as well. But now we have the original artwork here, so that's definitely one of the highlights. And then of the vintage dresses, there's actually a style included that also Georgia O'Keeffe had in her wardrobe, something that she wore a lot. So I think it's fantastic to have that now as a part of the assortment.
What would you say is the rarest item that you're going to sell?
Well, I would say that it would be a skirt actually originally designed by Armi Ratia, the founder of Marimekko in the 1950s. And it's a skirt that she created for her daughter for a family play. And it's a unique piece. There's no other piece like that in the world. So that must be the one.
You have items such as dresses and vintage dresses. I have to ask, what kind of condition are they in? Did they require some work of restoration? And is the point that the buyer is going to wear the dresses as well and not just use it as a sort of collector's item?
So of course they are old pieces from the 60s and 70s, but they're definitely wearable as well. And of course for us at Marimekko, the longevity of our products is one of the foundations of the design, aesthetic and language overall. So we're very proud to be able to include also dresses that have been worn and should be worn also in the future.
I'm curious also to know who this auction is aimed at. Will it be collectors? Will it be sort of Marimekko enthusiasts? Who is your target audience?
Absolutely collectors, but I would say Marimekko enthusiasts overall. And for us at Marimekko, we have always wanted to also walk in the boundaries of art, design, architecture, fashion. So I think also our customers and our fans around the world, they are very fond of this philosophy. And that's why I think this auction will also be very interesting for them.
The auction will run until September 19th and is organized online by the Nordic auction house Bukowskis. I caught up with the company's PR and brand director, Sarah Burke.
Bukowskis has great respect for Marimekko and their history as one of the most creative design houses in Scandinavia and also world famous for the creative collaborations with designers and artists. And designers and artists that we at Bukowskis also have great respect for, and objects that are sought after on the secondary market. So therefore, we are very excited about this collaboration, and we hope it will inspire people to invest in one-of-a-kind pieces that we believe will hold its value over time. This unique theme auction is an online-only auction that includes 34 curated objects that is now available for bidding. To bid, you have to first register online at bukowskis.com, or you can download the app to follow the auction wherever you are. And the auction actually ends next Sunday. So either you find an object that you can't resist and you place your maximum bid, then you wait and hope for the best. And when the auction is over, you will be notified if you won the auction or not. Another option is to be active and part of the bidding until the very end. And it could be nerve-wracking, but also very fun and exciting.
I asked Burke to share some of her tips for people looking to invest in vintage design items, such as the ones in the Marimekko auction.
We always want to encourage people to invest in vintage and one-of-a-kind objects. But you should always read the descriptions carefully and also look for quality in the materials. And one other thing you should do is also read on the history and the provenance of an object. It gives so much more knowing a bit more about the object that you invest in, even though you fell in love with the design. So if the quality is good and the object comes in a limited edition, for example, it most likely will hold its value over time. But the greatest advice is to buy something because you love it and see yourself using it, not for a future kickback.
For Monocle in Helsinki, I'm Petri Burtsov.
My thanks to Petri Burtsov there. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Charlie Filmer-Court with editing assistance from Jack Jewers. I'm Nick Manise. Thank you for listening and goodbye.